But his blood. Amen. We were just talking about this in the back room about our roots, and my brothers and I, Eddie Walter and myself, we grew up in a very traditional Latino upbringing with a lot of Catholicism. You know, those are our roots, our Catholic church growing up. At the age of 21, my brothers and I, we traded in a religion for a relationship with the living God. And by no means, we were talking about this too, do we want to demean or bag our roots? Because, you know, quite frankly, I know some Catholics who love Jesus. I do know some. There's some Presbyterians and some Baptists out there, and even some Calvary people who love Jesus with all their heart. But the most important thing, familia, something we wanted to pass along to our grandmother at the time. She was 95 years old. She gave her life to Jesus at the age of 95. And then at the tender age of 105, 105 years of age, she went home to be with the Lord. But she had a Bible before her for those last 10 years. We bought her a Bible. It was very thick because the words were very big, so Abuelita could see them. And it was so neat to see her begin to experience God because of who he was and what she found out about him because of her communication with her father rather than what somebody else told her about him. And what a beautiful thing that is, and what a great opportunity we have this morning to be at the feet of our daddy and to have this living relationship with him. Nobody to our left, no one to our right. This is between us and our Father this morning. We have an opportunity to experience our God today. Do you want to worship him with us? Do you want to hear his word this morning? Let's worship. Let's continue, familia. Let's go.
redemption. You are content. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me.
Be seated, familia. You know, a question I've been asking myself lately is, do I recognize the voice? Do I recognize, and not just recognize, but do I respond to the voice of my shepherd, of my God? When he speaks to my heart, do I perk up the ears of my soul to hear what my God has to say? And it's so easy to be distracted, and especially this season, in this time of the year, I know for me, I'm a big fisherman. I love to fish, and I'm out in the ocean all the time looking for the yellowtail and the bluefin tuna, and I'm loving it. And it's really easy for my ear to get perked up when I hear about a new location, maybe where they're finding some the fish are biting, or maybe some new equipment that's on sale at the Bass Pro Shops or something. And I perk up to that. And lately, I've been praying, Lord, help me to perk up more for the things that you want to show me, Lord. Help me to be more excited about what you have to say to me than what this world's got to say to me. There's a lot of chatter around us, guys. And you know, I don't want to be hyper-spiritual, man. I do love the things that God has made for us in this world, and I enjoy this things of this world, but I've learned that everything that I can possibly get and add to my arsenal of my fishing collection, everything that I can purchase and buy, has a beginning and an end. Everything that I get eventually ends up in a trash heap somewhere or on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist to get rid of. And so it's passing. Everything passes by. And we have a dilemma, right? Because Ecclesiastes says that God has placed eternity in our hearts. God has created us eternal beings. And this dilemma means that the temporal things of this world, the shiny new things of this world, can never fulfill the eternal longing of our hearts. And so my prayer, more so as I'm getting older, is, Lord, help me to be more excited and to rejoice in those things that have no beginning and no ends. And I only know of one that has no beginning and no end, and that's my God. To be excited about the things you have for me in my life. And then we put things in order, right? Obviously, we can enjoy this life. I believe Christians should be the happiest people on the planet. Amen? Because we know that when we enjoy the beauty of this world, that's just scratching the surface. We don't worship the creation, right? We worship who? The Creator, who is blessed forevermore. And so, this song, it just reminds me of the sheep and the shepherd relationship. May it come back to that, Father. May I recognize your voice in my life. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before. Our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand. You belong to Him, familia. God's fingerprints are all over you.
Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Just the sheep of His hand. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Just the sheep of His hand.
Do you know that you belong to Him, familia? Do you know that you belong to Him? Amen.
His pasture and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep of His hand and the sheep of His hand, just the sheep.
Good. So if you belong to him and you are asking him, Lord, help me, you know, become more the way you want me to be. Lord, make me more in the image of who you are daily. Be careful what you pray for because he's going to listen and he will make you more in the image of him daily. And sometimes there's a refining process we go through, family. And it's not a comfortable one sometimes. We know that because growth can only come from lessons in life, and there are trials and tribulations, and there's a purification process, my family, that happens to all of us. We all go through these processes, man, where we're put under the fire, the heat, just like the metal worker has to create precious metals. They put them in fire to remove impurities, things that aren't supposed to be there, to make it more precious until he can see the reflection of his face. And my Father, I pray that you would continue to give me the strength, Lord, to know that when we go through these times, Lord, that you walk with me. And though we may walk through the valleys, Lord, we should fear no evil because you are with us, Lord God. Help us to know, Jesus, that your word says that we walk, not we sit and lay down and stay. We walk through, Lord, because you are with us. And on the other side, Lord, we trust you just a little more than we did going in. So, Lord, we do welcome the growth. We welcome the maturing process. Sometimes could be painful, but we know, God, that you walk with us and you give us much more than what this world can ever possibly give to us.
Purify my heart. Let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart. Let me be as gold. Set apart you, Lord, I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will, ready to do your will, ready to do your will.
Amen. Amen. Aren't you thankful that the Lord heard your cry? Are you thankful that he heard your prayer when you asked him into your life? Are you thankful for what God has saved you from? That's a question I ask myself more and more these days. As I see the condition of this world, I see what's happening in this world and how deception is already so strong, more than I've ever seen it in my life. And my prayer is, Lord, please give me your spiritual eyes to see what the truth of your word is. And with your spirit speaking to your church, Father, help us to decipher and to know what the world is telling us and to block out that chatter and to hear what your Holy Spirit has to say to your church today. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers, our cries. We worship you. We love you, and we thank you that you win. I've read the end of the story, Lord. You win. And so help us to not live in fear or afraid, or feeling that we have to pick up a pitchfork or a torch and fight, because, Lord, we don't fight for victory. You already have victory. We fight from victory. And so help us to know that and recognize that we can hold our heads up high, our chests out, but not pompous or arrogant, but confident in knowing who you are, for you heard our cry. Amen. Let's close with this last song. Familia, can you please all stand with us as we worship this song of celebration? Amen. voices. Come on. This is a living church. Amen? Why is this a living church? Why? I'll tell you why. Because the head of this church is alive and well. Amen? So it's a living and breathing church. Let's sing to our God. Amen?